Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Alright, so the last time that we played, you all are in the Weeksmile Swamp, and your airboat is being attacked by a giant plant creature. It does have a face, kind of. It has like a vague head on vague shoulders. As it rises up out of the swamp water, and the vines, I guess they're not really vines. They're more like animated wood tendrils, if that makes sense. They're wrapping around, your legs, and anything that they can grab on the boat as well. So at this point, what would you like to do?
Is go back an option?
Well, until you get that very special move that I let you have, where you're like, I have the ability to turn back time. I have the ability to find a way.
Is this monster like standing on the ground with his tentacles, or is he like floating, or is he in the water?
You're in the water. It's so like imagine this like. This like central body of a plant tree monster, and then also rising up out of the water are like the tendrils, the living wooden tendrils of the monster as well. So imagine like what you would imagine a squid with like somewhat human form would look like, but also made out of a tree.
Sebastian, you got something flammable in one of those bottles we can throw at this thing?
Yeah, burn this damn thing down.
Potentially.
Looks like it's a tree.
Yeah, how many stones do you have?
Two.
He's got two. Okay, so does Sebastian want to use his turn? You want to go first, I guess is my question.
Yeah.
All right, so Sebastian's going to go first, and you want to... use your bottle.
Well, look at
You have a flamethrower as
I'll
well.
Look in my pocket and be like, I only got two stones left,
but I have flamethrower.
I was gonna say he doesn't sound like that.
Oh damn!
I only have two stones left. So the actual body of this tree monster is not close enough for you to get it with your. Your flamethrower / blowtorch, but the wooden tendrils that are all about you are. So what would you like to aim at?
Yeah, I'll aim at the tendrils.
But which tendrils? I don't think you're going to be able to get all of them. I think you could probably get... there's like six coming up around the boat. I could say that you could get three of them. We'll say half.
Okay.
In like a swipe of laser fire. Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to give me your item, your flamethrower asset, it gives you, what are the benefits of it? Is it might and sharp?
For the flamethrower?
Yeah.
It is, skill and moxie.
Okay. So you'll do more damage with it, but just give me a rough and tumble roll with might to set this motherfucker ablaze.
No. Oh my
God.
How could it be so bad?
So go ahead and mark experience.
God, are we all on fire?
Am I about to get shot?
Am I about to get shot? This is a big failure, right? Like, this could not have gone worse. This is burning down the bottle shop part two.
Oh no, not again.
I'm not gonna have you guys take damage just yet. And in fact, I'm going to give you that you somewhat scorch these plant tendrils, okay? You get that. But also, you're going to set Boudreaux's boat on fire. And he just looks at what you're doing as you use this literal plasma cutter just directly straight down into his wooden boat. And he is like, what are you doing? And you're like, huh? And then the boat's on fire because there's also, like, you know, gasoline about. And the boat is now sinking and on fire, and you guys will have to use parts of your turn to escape that. Sound good?
Yeah. Dang.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, the boat is now sinking and on fire, and that's okay. Who would like to plop themselves in to the next turn?
I would be like,
maybe fire wasn't such a good idea for you, Sebastian.
Boudreaux, my friend, I'm so sorry. It's casualties of war.
I suppose.
I didn't mean to. All right, who would like to go next?
Who's after me?
Yeah, someone's got to follow that up.
I guess I can go.
All right, Joe.
Are there any tendrils still about?
No, I think they're pretty afraid of the flaming boat. And so they've receded back, so there's like a positive to the boat being on fire. You're no longer being encircled by its tendrils. So you have freedom of movement, but you are on a literal sinking ship.
Can I use my turn to try and like swim to shore?
Well, there's no shore really. It's basically, imagine you're in a lake, right? This is what a swamp is. Imagine you're in a lake, but it's 3 feet deep and it's just covered in trees. And, like, dead plants. There's the obsidian tower, but there's no real, like, shore that you can swim to. You can stand up waist high in the water.
I see.
So, I mean, but you do have to, like, get off the boat and move somewhere safer if you want to be away from the flaming boat that's about to explode.
All right. I'll pull the old spectral six-shooter out of my holster and hold it above my head and get off the boat and start walking towards the tower.
Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna casually walk towards the tower.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep my barrel pointed right at that squid, though.
I don't want you to think it's a squid. It's a tree, but it just, the tendrils are like squid tendrils.
I don't trust it no matter what.
But I mean, it's still in combat with you, so you can take a pot shot at it if you want as you're trying to move towards shore.
Yeah, let me take a shot.
Okay, give me rough and tumble, and don't roll two ones.
Rough and tumble, is that might or skill?
Yeah, 2d6 plus might. Damn. All right, total success.
I rolled an 11, by the way.
Yeah, you did a great job. So when you roll 11 for rough and tumble, you get to choose one of the following, which is deal more harm, take less harm, gain an advantageous position, gain one forward or give one forward to another player, locate an additional danger, or have some other effect that you and I work out between us.
I get to choose one?
You can choose one of those, yep, because you got a 10 plus.
What does gain one forward, give one forward mean again? Sorry.
So that means that on that player's next roll, they get an additional plus one. So you succeeded so well that I'm not going to make you take harm, so you don't need to choose take less harm.
Okay, I want to gain one forward, give one forward, and I wanted to, if this is okay, I want to like shoot at the squid tree man guy.
Sure.
And hope maybe shoot through one of his tentacles, giving Sebastian a clear angle to toss something at. Or maybe something along those lines. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, maybe try to damage its like bark, hide, enough that, like, someone else would have an easier time of hitting it?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. Yeah, okay. So that is, you've done that, you've dealt, what is your skill?
My skill is 2.
Okay, so you've dealt 4 harm to this thing, which is quite a lot. That's all. I mean, if you got dealt 4 harm, you'd be half dead. So you've done a very good job, and you are now closer to the obsidian obelisk, which leaves Willie's turn.
I'm gonna whistle at Sebastian and point at the spot that I shot.
Right here, this bullet hole right here. Don't miss. Don't fail. All right, so Willie, you are in a sinking, flaming boat. What would you like to do?
I'm sitting on the bench, just kind of looking around, surrounded by fire, and I just kind of say to myself, this is fine.
This is fine as I drink my coffee.
And then I stand up, and I rip the bench that I'm sitting on off. It's mooring, and I throw the flaming bench at the plant.
Oh, fuck yeah. So I think this is a test of strength. So give me rough and tumble for your flaming bench throw.
That plus 2.
So 7?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so a mixed success. So I'm going to say that you burn your hands on the bench as you throw it.
Ah, damn it! Mama told me not to touch the stove!
Take 1 harm ignoring might. And... You toss it and you hit the thing. How much skill do you have?
No, my papa's bench.
1.
What the fuck? My bench! Alright, so 1 skill will net you, we'll say, 4 harm out of this. And Willie, being from the swamp, you've come to the realization that you know of this creature. You've seen it before. And as the flaming bench hits it, it's square, dead on its, I don't even know what you call it, its chest. It's like main mass of tree.
It's trunk.
You realize that you do know this creature because it is a resident of the swamp that you and your family and everyone else who lives in Weeksmile has called the Genesis Guardian. But there is a distinct difference about it now. It is twisted and mangled and has like glowing green light inside of it. When before, it was a very like gentle creature, almost like a defender of the swamp. And as you remember that, you hop into the water safely.
This thing was a one-of-a-kind creature?
Absolutely, yeah. You had never seen anything like it before or since, and neither had anybody else.
The Genesis Defender has been hitting the bottle a little too hard.
Yeah, you can tell that something has happened to either make it angry or to change its makeup in some way. So you can either choose to share that with your comrades or not. You're probably not going to be like, this is the Genesis Guardian, like during combat. But yeah, I just figured I'd give you that information.
Yeah, that's he says the Swamp Guardian's been hitting the bottle a little too hard.
Oh, okay. So you actually just say that out loud.
Yeah.
All right. So it is well singed, well burnt up. It has been shot. Sebastian, it is your turn, and you have 1 forward.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Well, I'll glance at Willie, and I'll be like...
Glance.
You think it's been hitting the bottle too hard? I think it hasn't been hitting the bottle enough.
Oh, shit.
I'll grab a bottle.
And I throw a bottle.
And I throw it in the hole that Nada was pointing at.
All right, so roll... I think it's plus sharp is your bottle.
Yeah.
And then roll another D6 to find out what kind it is.
So it's 2D4 plus the sharp?
It's 2D6. 2D6 plus sharp. And then another D6.
Try not to miss 5. This time.
Okay, so you get another plus 1.
Oh, so 6.
Because of 1 forward, that's still a failure. But roll a D6 to find out what kind it is.
That is a spark.
Okay, so that's like a flash bomb. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and mark experience. We're going to fail upwards. So I have to take some sort of hard move against you.
Do I get blinded?
Well, that's not really a hard move, is it? It's more of a soft move. A hard move would be like, I don't know, setting the boat on fire. But since we've already done that...
We can't double it on fire.
Uh-huh.
Hit Boudreaux and blow his head off.
Yeah. Boudreaux dies. You've now lost your new best friend. No, I wish.
I wish.
I wish.
I fucking hate Boudreaux.
The hard move that I'm going to... I wish. No, I don't actually wish. He's like my new favorite character.
Spent all this time drawing him.
He's the worst character ever.
Exactly. I spent hours and hours doing character art for him, and I was like, you know what? He should probably die. So if you don't want to die, just stick with Boudreaux, because now there's no way I'm killing him this episode. If you... the hard move that I'm going to take against you, I'm going to say that you throw this bottle and you hit it. All right? I'm not supposed to let you... succeed when that happens. The hard move, I think, justifies you hitting this monster and sort of blinding it, but also blinding... Go ahead and roll 1d4 for me, and we'll figure out how many people of your friend group you blinded. All of them. All right, okay. So every person that you're with is blinded for their next turn. And the other hard move that I'm taking against you is that the wooden tendrils underneath the water have found you, and they pull you, they yank your ankles forward, and you fall backwards into the water and are starting to be pulled towards the Genesis Guardian.
Oh, no.
So you are also drowning. But hey, the ship hasn't exploded yet, so that's nice. I believe it is Joe's turn next.
Blind as a bat.
He's blind as a bat. So with being blind, what would you like to do? Yeah, I think you pretty easily could continue like moving in the direction you were moving. So I'm not going to take that away from you. But anything else you want to do is going to be done with some sort of difficulty.
I guess I'm just waving my arms around. Sebastian, what the hell did you throw? Trying to walk through the muck.
Okay. And you're
I'm not gonna take a shot. No way.
Okay. So go ahead just to like see how well you're able to get through continuing on your way to the obelisk. Just give me state of affairs. 2d6 plus your sharp. Okay, so you have a 7. So you get to hold 1 and I make a soft move. You know what, you're already blind. I don't feel like I need the soft move is I'm just gonna take away your hold. Fuck it. So you have no holds, but you also didn't get completely fucked up. Are you happy?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm just blind to the muck still, so...
Okay, and so your blindness has gone away. Willie, it is now your turn.
Willie just watches Sebastian with his great one-liner, and then he lets the bottle go, and it's obviously a shit throw. Willie just shakes his head and says, "You're out your damn element, boy." And then it explodes and blinds everybody and Willie, whose hand is burnt and who is blind, is like, "Ah, God damn it! What the hell?" And he's like staggering off and dips his hand into the swamp water because, you know, he's a swamp guy, to cool right. his hand off, and splashes some of it over his eyes to try to get his vision back, even though it's not a chemical thing. It's a flashbang.
I still like that a lot. I want to give you something for that. I think you're going to be cured of your blindness, but that was going to happen this turn anyway. But then on your next roll, I will give you one forward.
Sounds good.
Because you've cooled your hand, you've basically given yourself a painkiller, and we'll say that you got unblind a little quicker, so you're able to act a little quicker before the Guardian has a chance to defend against you. So then that brings us back to the top of the order, which would be Sebastian. Everyone cross your fingers. What would you like to do, Sebastian?
So I can see again, right?
You can now see, yes.
Excellent. Cool. So I'll just look back. Well, no, I'm drowning.
You are drowning, yes.
No.
You are very much drowning, yes.
That's not good. I don't like that.
So what would you like to do while you're being pulled?
I will How far deep would you say I am right now?
You're like halfway from the top to the bottom, so you've got like a foot and a half above and below.
Okay.
He's not quite dragging you through like the mud and rocks and dead trees and shit.
Okay. I think I should have a knife on me.
You do have a knife.
I will unsheath my boot knife. I think it's a boot knife, right?
It's a hunting knife. Everyone has a hunting knife.
Yeah, I'll just take the knife and try to stab at the tendril and get it to release.
To try to get out. What's your might?
-1.
Okay. So since this is going to be a difficult mover, a difficult maneuver, you're already being dragged and all that. I'm going to give you an additional -1.
Okay.
So you'll roll 2d6 -2. Let's see. Cross your fingers. Okay, that's bad. Okay, so mark experience again. So on a 3,
you're gonna have a new move by the end of this fight, or you'll be dead.
Yeah. Or you'll be dead. Either way, so like the more you fail, the way that this game mode works, the more you fail, you learn from your mistakes. And so he's going to be more powerful by the time this all shakes out. So I wouldn't, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that you fail. In fact, it's the only way to get stronger. So I mean, there's always a positive to some sort of negative you're taking. The negative that you will reap this turn, Morteza, you don't see this because you're being dragged through the water and you're drowning. But Nada and Willy and Boudreaux look up at the Genesis Guardian because they can see now. And its central trunk opens up, like it cracks open, and you can see like a bleached white shape in there. And it lunges forward, creaks out of the chest of the Genesis Guardian, and it is like an enormous bleached alligator skull. The tendril that is dragging Sebastian whips up out of the water and throws him towards the alligator skull, which opens its mouth and bites him around his torso, dealing 3 harm.
Ouch. That's happened to me before. That ain't fun.
I know what you're feeling, bud.
Gator bite.
So you are now in the alligator bite of the Genesis Guardian. And I believe that leads us to Nada, who is very nearly at the obelisk now.
I'm going to point my gun at that alligator head and be like, you need to drop him right now. We got to whoop his ass for blinding us.
I'll kill him myself. All right, so give me... What are you going to do?
What's the chance I have like a flare on me?
So here's the thing. That's what the tool charges are for.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, I could totally see you having flares. You have...
Because I have 2 skill.
You have 3. Yeah, you have 3. No, wait, you have 2. It's a sharp, though.
Oh, I have 1 sharp.
Yep, so you have 3 tool charges. It's your green bar above your token. So if you want to expend one of those and get a flare, or like a flare pistol, I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, I want to do that and shoot it.
And try to set him on fire?
Like shoot it in its eye or something and try to get him to open his mouth and drop him.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like if you shoot it like central to the main body of the thing, you can go like get it lodged in its creakiness, like back behind the gator skull.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and that's going to be go for broke actually, because you're not trying to attack it, you're just trying to like lodge something somewhere. All right, so go ahead and mark 2. Experience. Yeah, go ahead, mark experience. This is going poorly for you guys. I don't know how many other hard moves I can make for you. I think as you're digging through the hard move that I'm going to make you deal with right now is that as you're digging through your bag for your flare pistol, and then you pull it out and you fire it. You miss, unfortunately, you miss. But you also fumble your spectral six shooter and drop it into the water, into like the murky, muddy water. and it is in the water now.
Oh, hell.
Oh,
I can just imagine like the flare like doing that stupid spiral thing and me like falling on my ass.
Yeah. I figure it's way more like Looney Tunes-esque where you're like, whoa, 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 and then it plop, and it's just in there now.
Great.
So you've lost that for the time being.
Sebi, this is your fault too.
Yeah. Little Sebi. And now it's Willy's turn. And I think you're close enough. If you wanted to like try some melee stuff, you have a plus one. I think you're familiar enough with the swamp to get close enough to it. You're like 7.5 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
This thing only extends into the air about like 10, 11 feet. So I mean, you are half as tall as it is. I mean, it's not necessary. You've taken on things easily this size. So, I mean, I don't think Willy would be too scared to throw fisticuffs with it.
No. Willy's just more exasperated at everything that's happening around him.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
He looks at Sebastian, who has blown up the boat, blown up them, and then Nada, who, like, does one of those baseball throws but loses his footing and lands on his ass. Uh-huh. Just kind of, God almighty. Has the boat blown up yet?
No, the boat has actually sunk and the fire has gone out. So there is no risk of explosion at this point that you can tell.
Is the big fan still visible? Probably in 3 feet of water.
It's probably poking up out of the water, like halfway.
Willy is going to move over to the boat and try to tear the fan blade off.
Okay.
And then jam it like a star knife into the tree.
Okay, so this you're trying to do is pry this fan blade off the boat and then throw it at the Genesis Guardian?
He'll throw it if he has to, otherwise he would move up and jam it.
Yeah, it's just a little bit far away, so I think you would have to throw it. But if you do throw it, I will give it to you in one rough and tumble roll rather than two.
Sounds good. He'll throw it.
Okay, so go ahead and give me rough and tumble plus might. Everyone cross your fingers.
Willy, what are you doing? We're going to lose our deposit.
Does he get his boxing glove to this?
If you have to use both hands, then yes.
I would imagine ripping the metal fan off, yeah. He probably would.
Yeah, you also have a plus one from your forward from cleaning your eyes out.
All right, well, this...
So you, I think you have like a plus four to this.
Pretty good, I hope.
Let's hope. Okay,
9.
Beautiful. So this is a mixed success. The soft move that I'm going to make on this is that... So it's just a bad day to be your hand. You like tear open, like just a feat of strength. You tear open the propeller blade housing on the back of this airboat like it was made of paper mache. You have absolutely no problem tearing into that. And then you yank the propeller blade off of its mounting. And Boudreaux's like, what? I'm so sick of you people destroying my boat. What are you doing? He says for the second time.
Collateral damage.
And during all this mess, you've sliced up your hand.
Ah, so damn you have it! Not again!
So you're going to take one harm, ignore might. And then you toss the blade deftly right past Sebastian's head. By his whole body. It's a gigantic fan blade. And you lodge it into the body of the Genesis Guardian, who squeals, immediately drops Sebastian from his grasp, and tries to slink away back into the swamp, taking the propeller blade with him. But also, you are no longer in danger, as far as you can tell, anyway.
I'm never going to get used to watching you do things with one arm.
It's unsettling, isn't it?
It doesn't look right, mate.
Handicapable.
Wow. Yeah, he's adding a new meaning to the word handicapable. And Boudreaux is like, my boat. The first time that I let people rent my boat from me, and they sink it and destroy it. How is a man supposed to run a business?
You got insurance, don't you?
Insurance? What is this, State Farm?
I'm sure someone will come through here eventually.
I don't have any insurance. How? You know, it was a several day ride out here, right? How are we going to get back to Half Sunk?
If you got this prosperous boat company, I'm sure there's going to be tons of rentals coming on through the river.
I had one airboat. That's gone. My whatever dreams I had of renting out my boat are now gone.
Well, maybe it was never meant to be. I'm sorry, sir.
He pulls out his big cleaver, and he's like, someone's got to pay. And it's going to be one of you three.
It ain't our fault you're a bad businessman, okay? Let's put the cleaver down. You don't want no trouble.
He takes risks, you know? It was my fault for taking a risk in you.
My friends.
And he's bleeding out in the water.
How do I fix these holes in my body?
Try a bottle. Maybe two bottles.
Willie will walk up to Sebastian and pull him up out of the water.
Oh, really?
Stick some mud in it.
I actually, you know what? I take away one of your harm, because I don't think that I don't think there's any way that he would have been like sliced up enough to deal a harm to him. Maybe I'll find a way to do that later where I hurt you, but for now, just go back to one harm.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Sebastian is still very much at three harm, and he deserves it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nada, your gun is in the water.
I guess I'll do a state of affairs roll, but am I like, what about the boat guy? He's pulled his cleaver out.
Is he threatening us?
No, he's not really threatening you, but he's like, someone has to pay for this.
Look, sir, no one's going to pay you. You just witnessed a man with one arm throw a propeller across the frickin' river. Like, that cleaver is not going to do nothing to help the situation. Now, come over here and help me find my gun.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but I need to be compensated.
Willie's going to walk up, like, right in his face, kind of pulling down his poncho hood and said, how about this? You ain't fucking plant food, boy.
Compensate these nuts.
So give me work the crowd, Willie, and you get plus one because you're bullying someone.
What is that?
Plus Moxie.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, so Maxwell's been stealing all my good rolls.
It is a complete success. He is willing to drop. That's fine. That is completely okay. But I do think that I should still be compensated for the number of days that we're going to be out here. So the 5 gold grams that I'm owed for each day, you'll just pay me as a mercenary. Is that okay? Does that work for you?
Willie just looks at Nada because he's kind of the boss.
Sir, we'd all love some compensation. I'd love some compensation for all the racism me and my people have gone through. All right? Now, I think what's fair is fair. We didn't see any of this coming. We didn't know we were going to get into this debacle. But here we are. So whatever happens to get us out, we're going to get you out with us. Don't worry about that. And that'll be your compensation.
And he slides the cleaver back into its holster and he's like, I never should have come out here. I never should. And he's just like kicking the water and he's coming to help you look for your gun. Which I think you find pretty easily. I only really wanted to take it away from you for the fight.
Yeah, I rolled an 8, so I'll find something that's hidden with my state of affairs.
And you find your gun.
There she is. Wipe her off all the mud. Never look prettier.
Okay, so now you guys are waist deep in the water. Boudreaux is, and Nada are up by the obelisk. Where would you like to go now?
So we're all like at the front of this obelisk tower
thing? Yeah, unless Sebastian and Willie want to hang out in the water more, you guys can.
No.
You're lucky I don't whoop your ass, boy.
Who, me?
Can I do another state of affairs roll?
No, you only get the one.
Okay.
If you go up to the crack in the obelisk, and like get inside and look in, then you can have another one because it'll be a different situation.
Oh.
So does everyone kind of want to get up there and sneaky sneak look inside?
Should we head in, boys? I don't think staying out here is going to get us nowhere.
You make a good point. I'm just trying to heal these holes in my chest.
Oh yeah, you were blown up, set on fire, and chopped up. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Thanks for reminding me.
You need another bottle?
He did it to him damn self.
I'm okay.
He did. To be fair. It was mostly a him thing.
I've been through worse.
Alright, so the noise from this tower is pretty loud. And I don't think it's super hard to get stealthy up there and just kind of be quiet as you, like, look inside. So as you guys step in, you step through the crack in the obsidian. You can see many moving parts above and below. Gears and pulleys and conveyors transporting muddy, rocky debris. Once inside, you notice a door on the other side, and there is a rotated, treaded metal pole that extends through... Oh, sorry. Threaded metal pole. Threaded metal pole that extends through the floor and ceiling in the middle of the room. Various tools are scattered about the floor, and several dozen bunks are stacked along the walls. Some of the bunks have invaders fast asleep, undisturbed by the machine noise all about them. What would you like to do?
Can I do a state of affairs and see what this...
Well, you can't say, can I do state of affairs? You have to tell me what you're looking for.
I want to know what this machine does.
Okay. Then if you want to try to discern what the machine does, give me state of affairs.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Okay, so you get 5 holds? Yeah, 5 holds. So you find what you're looking for. You discern what the machine is for.
Yeah.
The conveyor belts attached to the gears that are just transporting the muddy and rocky debris... that's just like moving material, basically. Because the threaded pole in the center, I mean, there's no chance that this isn't like a drill because it's like rotating in the center, and it's like slowly moving downwards as it rotates. There's no way that this isn't a drill drilling downward.
And then, so like what it's like transporting up the conveyor, is it just rock or?
It's like muddy, rocky, like wet sort of shit, and it's going up through this room. It's hard to describe because like the walls are like bunk beds, and there's like very little space to move in here. The parts that aren't bunks and a drill and the conveyors, there's like very little walking space, and the conveyors are moving this debris out. It's not really a window, but it is like a hatch that you can see. It's like going up and over the lip of the hatch and disappearing on the other side.
I'm a little low on stones. Can I look for a stone?
Find something additional and helpful. You can... I will give you this. There is a stone in this room, and it is on... You can feel the hum, and you can see it nestled near the boots of one of the invaders in the bunk beds.
It's near one of the invaders?
Yeah, it's like on his boots.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then you can decide to spend your holds now or save them for later.
I will look at Willie and I'll whisper to him, kill that man.
Oh, God.
I need his boots.
you need the stone. You don't really need his boots.
Are they nice looking boots?
They're pretty good boots, but I mean, like,
I might want them.
You got boots.
Do they look better than my boots, though? Is his drip better than mine?
No one has better drip than you. They are definitely too large for you.
Okay. Well.
But they're too small for Willie.
Oh.
But for Nada, they're just right.
I see you guys mumbling over there, and I see that look you're getting. I don't think we should go killing invaders without knowing why they're here first.
Willie's got his hunting knife like halfway out of its sheath as he says that.
You know, I really think that he's right. I don't think that we should be... I don't think... There's like 10 of them in there. I don't think that we can...
If we kill them while they sleep, odds will be in our favor.
Yeah, but I oh, shit. Do you think that you guys want to try to kill all of these guys?
I'm not gonna do that.
I will point to the holes in my chest, and I'll be like, it's probably not too good idea for me.
You're pretty hurt. So you're gonna save the rest of your holes?
I'll save those, yeah, for now.
Okay. So you are able to creep inside, and you guys just kind of want to get to the door on the other side of the room?
Right.
Is that, like, the prerogative of everybody here?
Unless Sebastian wants to try to get that stone.
Little too risky.
Is it a little too risky?
I'll try to find
that. I mean, hey, you already fucked everyone, so.
Exactly. And I don't want to do it again.
Okay.
I don't want to get yelled at.
You could. You could.
Willie's going to spank me.
What's one last heist, you know?
Willie's going to spank me with his invisible hand.
It'll be fine. It's padded.
Yeah.
Somewhat. I feel like the boxing glove is, quote, padded and is instead, like, concrete hard.
It's got razor blades in it.
Yeah, razor blades, too.
It sounds like code for something, like getting spanked with the invisible hand.
I'm getting spanked with the invisible boxing glove. Hold on, sir. You can't be a Christian saying that type of thing. Okay. So you guys move to the doorway, and when you... get past the door. It's not like, I'm sorry, there's no like actual door on hinges or anything. It's just like a portal that you can walk through. It's just a doorway. And there to your left there are stairs that go down, and to your right there are stairs that go up. Which stairs would you like?
You mean like down into like a basement area? Like underground?
Well, yeah. So like if you imagine this, it's like the stairs form the outer crust.
Okay.
Of the facility. So like these stairs like wrap around the building downward and also wrap around the building upward.
With our luck today, I think going up is asking for death. We should probably move down.
Yeah, but down is where the scary things are.
Hell is down there.
And up is where loose footing is.
Up is heaven.
Heaven.com.
Heaven.com. MyBible.com. If you imagine this place like the scene from Wild Wild West, when they're on the big mechanical spider.
Oh yeah,
it's like that.
The coolest part.
Where
of
there's like psst, psst, and there's like gears and pulleys and shit everywhere, and everything's made out of metal and shit.
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah, just like if my aesthetic is anything, it's Wild Wild West, Wild Wild West, and Bayou shit.
It's a great movie. We should watch Wild Wild West.
We should just have a watch party. I own it in HD, so I mean, I could just share my screen. So do you want to go up the stairs or down the stairs?
I'll look at Nada.
I'm looking at Nada. I'll
stare at him. Aggressively,
I'm but also my seductively. Barrel of my gun at the ground towards down.
All right, Nada wants to go down. All right.
And then I'll look at Willie.
Willie shrugs.
Willie looks at you. Boudreaux pulls his cleaver and looks at himself.
I'm a handsome son of a bitch.
Just stare at his reflection, confused.
We're in a whole mess of trouble, aren't we, Boudreaux? The Toad King is can't be stopped. He like quaffs his invisible hair. Okay, so I imagine that you guys are creeping down the stairs like Scooby-Doo and the gang. Do I have like a marching order of like who's going first?
Nada, Willie, Sebastian, Boudreaux.
You think Boudreaux's at the back?
Sure, I like it.
Okay. All right, so Nottis first, then Willy, then Sebastian, then Boudreaux. Boudreaux has his cleaver out and it's shaking a little bit. So you head down the stairs, and there you really can't hear much over the machine noise, but like it's making like you know a tinny sort of you know metal noise as you walk. You get pretty far down. This staircase extends pretty far into the ground, so you are now under the swamp. And as you get around this staircase, Nada peers into the room that's at the end of this staircase. And there's the staircase doesn't extend from here, so this is the only thing at the end of it. And you look inside, and you see the drill entering rock down here. And you see a steady stream of swamp water going into the room, like falling into the room in like four different places as little waterfalls, that trickle down into this like hole in the ground. You're assuming to cool the drill that is drilling underneath you. And as you get closer to the ground floor, you can start to feel like the drill shaking the rock below you. And you also see the conveyor belts that two invaders are shoveling material onto that send it up. What would you like to do?
I'll do a state of affairs. See.
Well, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for, I guess, an additional threat. You said there's only two invaders in here, right?
Right. No, I mean, like, what are you looking for? Do you have holds?
No.
Yeah, so just tell me, like, what you're trying to discern from this room, and then we can do a state of affairs roll.
If there's, if this is, like, the end of the going down, like, if there's no way besides the way we came in to keep continuing down.
You want to look and see if there's, like, another exit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, further. Okay. Okay, go ahead and do a state of affairs roll.
Plus one.
So you got a 10. So you get 2. So are you going to use it on you find what you're looking for of whether or not there's another exit?
I'm going to use it on discover something hidden.
Okay. I think you get a better look at the debris that they are shoveling out, and you can see that there's actually like valuable metals and stuff in there. You see like shiny bits that you didn't notice before. So there actually is some value to this rocky debris.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it looks like there's diamonds or some sort of gems or something in there that they're shoveling around. It looks like there's got to be some major profit, someone at the top.
Oh, let's kill the shovelers and take all the gold, all the money.
Nah, hold on.
Well, we know where Willie's mind is at.
I guess, can I use my other hold right away and just to see if there's a way out and continue further?
I want to look for. Yes. So you discern that there is no other way forward unless you jump into the drill hole. This is a dead end to the bottom of the tower.
I guess what we could do is grab a hold of one of these invaders, throw them down the drill hole, and then hold the other one and ask them for more information. Otherwise, we'll throw him down with them.
All right. So you guys want to try to get the jump on these guys?
Would you like me to execute your flawless plan?
It sounds like it's right up your alley.
All right, so I think Willie is gonna go ahead and go in there. Do you want to like sneak up on them and do this attack, or do you just kind of want to barrel in?
Can I like point my gun at them and like distract them while he like tries to come behind and grab a hold of one of them?
Yeah, you can create a distraction. So go ahead.
Willie definitely wants to get the jump on one of them at least.
Okay, so we'll have you, like, sneak around, like, around the room and, like, maybe try to get behind, like, or, sorry, get far enough away from Nada that they're not going to notice you. So you and Nada take positions at opposite ends of the room. And so, Nada, are you trying to create a distraction where you want them to look at you, or do you want to, like, fire the gun at them?
I'm going
to
whistle really loud in the direction and get them to look at me, and I'm gonna have my gun pointed at them.
Okay, give me work the crowd. So plus Moxie.
4.
Okay, so they definitely notice you. As far as creating a distraction, so mark experience, because you got a bad one there. I think the only hard move that I'm going to give you, they look at you whistling and then immediately turn around and look behind them and notice Willie.
Oh, damn it.
I think that's the only thing that I'm going to take from you for now, and make sure you mark experience.
Okay.
But other than that, your turn's going to be done. So if Willy wants to insert himself here...
Yeah, I think Willy now is just going to move up to want to kick in Sparta, kick him into the drill.
Okay, so go ahead and give me, I think you know what this is, rough and tumble.
And he's kicking, so not his glove. He had one forward earlier from...
You used it for the fan.
No, when he said, kill that man upstairs.
Oh.
Is that gone or still there?
He gave you one forward in the bunk room?
Yeah. I thought Sebastian did. I don't remember that.
So for holds, he can't,
Oh.
He can't give you one forward for that.
Okay.
Okay, so that is a mixed success. This happens. He falls into the drill hole and is starting to get, like, tangled up in the drill.
Well, isn't it plus his might?
Yeah.
Oh, he already added that in.
Yeah,
oh,
he already added it. Yep. No, you're good. So I think what your soft move is going to be, I think you're going to, as you kick him, fall forward, and now you're, like, sliding belly, like, feet first, belly down the debris into the drill as well.
Oh, shit!
But you're not, like, in immediate danger, but you will be if you don't stop sliding and get yourself out. But he immediately flies in, you know, like, just completely head first, hits the drill column, and just starts getting wound up into the hole. You don't see him anymore. Who would like to, or no, so it's Sebastian's turn now. So, Sebastian, what would you like to do?
Do I have rope with me? I should have rope on me, right?
I don't remember if that's something that you always have or if it's something you have to use a tool.
Oh, I just thought that was like a
thing for
like a basic
thing. So you get hunting knife, revolver, ammunition, flint and steel, blanket, bag, water canteen. So you do have to use a tool charge to get rope.
Okay.
But yeah, you can totally have rope if you expend a tool charge. Yeah,
I'll get a rope. Is there anything... How far am I from Willy? Not that far, right?
Willy's in the center of the room, and you are still in the doorway.
Okay, I'll run in. I'll see Willy about to die. Is there anything like that I can attach a rope to?
Not really. You have some holds that you could use. So you could spend one to find what you're looking for. Or no, sorry, find a way to help others.
Yeah.
Because you already use find what you're looking for. So help you can find something to attach a rope to for sure. Okay. There's I'll give you this. You can lash your rope through a pulley system down there and toss the rope to him and then get a lot more leverage to pull him out.
Yeah.
So like give that. Me go for broke. I'll give you one forward because you spent your you spent a hold to find this useful thing.
A 10?
Beautiful. Okay, so on a 10 for go for broke, it's just a complete success. You completely save Willy's life. He is no longer in danger, and he is up and at him, ready to go again.
Excellent. My comrade, here's rope.
That was an excellent roll.
You're forgiven.
For all your trespasses. So Willy is safe, and it is not his turn. Now.
So, Willy's back up, and that other guy is just standing there with the shovel still?
Yeah, I think he's pretty... I don't know about scared. I think he's kind of confused about what's happening, but he's ready to do battle.
Okay, I have my gun pointed at him. I'm going to try to talk to him. Do I have to roll for that?
It would be work the crowd. What would you like to say?
Now listen.
If you're trying to like convince him of something, it's work the crowd.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince him. Put the shovel down and you won't be kicked like a bitch into the hole.
Willy is ready to kick another bitch in the hole.
I'm sorry about your friend, but you didn't stop shoveling when I whistled at you. This is on you. You killed your friend.
To be honest, I don't think he's actually sorry about killing your friend, if I had to be completely honest. So that's you did a minus one moxie.
Yeah.
I think as you're in the middle of your sentence, you're kind of far away from him. So mark experience, first off, that's the first thing. As you're in the middle of your sentence, he's going to kick sand up into Willy's face. or not sand, but like rocky debris up into Willie's face. And so Willie's going to be blinded once again.
Again.
And he's going to overhead throw his shovel towards you, Nada, and you're going to take 2 harm as it like barrels into your chest.
Jesus.
Mid-sentence. Yeah, no, this dude is not to be trifled with. And he starts running towards the entrance where Boudreaux is. And Nada, you have been knocked to the ground as a shovel just takes all the wind from your chest. And it is Willie's turn? Willie's turn.
Willie is blinded once again.
He sure is.
What is that pulley connected to?
It is connected to a rope that... Or it's connected to the ceiling of this room, if that's what you meant.
So would pulling it do anything?
So it was like empty, and Sebastian created it out of nothing. And so he's attached the rope to it, and that's what he used to get you up out of the hole. So now it has a rope in it that Sebastian made.
And Sebastian's holding on to the other end or something.
Yep, probably. Sebastian's got the other side.
Willie can't see because he's blind, can't hear right. because of the drill.
Correct.
So I think Willie's just going to yell at this guy and say, I'll forgive that because you obviously are down here shoveling and not too smart. But if you run away, I'm going to stuff your face in that fucking drill.
All right, give me work of the crowd. Is that really bullying? I don't think you're trying. You're intimidating. I guess that works.
Threatening him.
Yeah. All right. So an 8 is a mixed success. I think he stops in his tracks as you yell that. And he just goes like, I don't want any trouble. I'm doing my job. But you guys can't be in here. You're not supposed to be in here. You guys have to leave. Otherwise, I have to go and report you.
Your threat. Let me get this straight. I just kicked your friend into a murder hole and you're threatening to report us to human resources?
Well, not quite human resources, but my manager, I guess.
Like, you guys have human resources? What is your 401k
invaded
like?
Resources is a little different.
I should really get some human resources to replace my boat. He's like, I realize that I'm surrounded down here, but if we can come to some sort of agreement that you will leave, I don't have to report you, and I can just say that the other guy fell in. His name was Doe. He fell in, and it was just a freak accident, and I don't have to report you guys.
I'm going to get up and spit a bunch of blood out. Fuck Doe, and fuck you. You're going to regret hitting me with a fucking shovel.
He really fucked you up with that shovel. Oh, it looks like someone hit you in the chest with a fucking shovel, dog. If you want to try to shoot him with that line, because he stopped.
I want to know what this fucking drill is and what this place is. Can I roll for that again? Like a work the
crowd? Yeah, it would have to be work the crowd again, but as we've seen before, do you have a -1 to Moxie?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's not the best idea.
No, but you could try to like hold him. You could run and tackle him. I think you'd probably have a better time doing that.
Yeah, I want to try to do that and like choke him with the shovel handle, like from rear naked choke.
Okay, so he's looking at Sebastian. You can try to run up to him and choke him. So give me rough and tumble, just plus might.
I don't have any might.
That's all right. That's better than -1.
Yeah.
Is this the 5? Is that what you rolled?
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, mark experience.
Yay.
Okay.
This fucking invader's gonna whoop my ass.
Yeah, he is. He sees you coming, for sure, and he just decks you in the face for 1 harm, and then he tries to book it past Boudreaux. The hard move, so part of your hard move is that you're gonna take, you're gonna get punched in the face, and you just completely failed that. And Boudreaux, in his, like, startled state as he, like, there's an invader running towards him, he takes the cleaver and just, like, cleanly removes his head from his neck so that you can't get any information out of him.
Jesus.
Yeah, he just goes, and just slices the motherfucker's head off.
To be clear, slices the invader's head off and not his own?
Yeah, slices off the invader's head, not his own.
I'm going to spit up blood and look at Sebastian and Willie and be like, I told you he's going to fucking regret hitting me with that shovel.
He regretted it right at the end. Yeah, he really fucked you up. He, like, you were right in his purview.
Not only did he hit you with the shovel, but he also punched you in the face.
Fuck that invader.
Absolutely. Nada, you stand up, and you're not feeling great. And you're, like, stumbling towards the door. You're like, ready to go. And your head, you get real dizzy all of a sudden. And you start stumbling around. And you hear in your mind, you hear, "What do you hope to accomplish here, Nada?" Do you say anything out loud or do anything?
What did you just say to me, Willie?
Huh?
What the fuck?
And you stumble to the ground, like on your knees, and you hear it. "I'd hoped you would come alone. But your friends shouldn't get in our way."
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.